Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today because we're diving into one of the most relevant and exam-important topics you'll face, the UK's Resource Consumption and Environmental Sustainability Challenge. This topic sits right at the heart of the human geography component, and examiners absolutely love it because it connects population, ecosystems, and transport all in one go. So, let's get started. First, let's set the scene. The UK is home to around 67 million people right now, in 2024. But here's the thing, that number isn't staying still. According to the Office for National Statistics, the UK population is projected to reach around 77 million by 2074. That's an increase of roughly 10 million people in just 50 years. Now, why is that happening? Three key drivers. First, natural increase, meaning more babies are being born than people are dying. Second, net migration, meaning more people are arriving in the UK than leaving. And third, an ageing population, because people are living longer thanks to advances in healthcare. In the exam, if you're asked to describe UK population change, make sure you reference all three of these drivers. Examiners want to see breadth, not just one factor. Now, why does population growth matter for resources? Well, think about it this way. Every additional person needs food, water, energy, and housing. More people means more demand for everything. The UK already has a significant ecological footprint. That's the amount of land and water needed to support our lifestyle. As the population grows, that footprint grows too. In terms of energy, the UK consumed around 1,600 terawatt hours in 2023. Food production requires enormous amounts of land and water. And housing, the UK needs to build around 300,000 new homes every year just to keep up with demand. Each new home uses materials, energy, and land. The key exam point here is this. Population growth directly increases resource demand, which puts pressure on both the environment and on the UK's ability to be sustainable. Always make that link explicit in your answers. Let's talk about UK ecosystems now, because this is where many candidates lose marks. The question isn't just what are UK ecosystems, it's how does population growth put pressure on them? The UK has several important ecosystems. Ancient woodlands, chalk grasslands, peatlands, river systems, and coastal habitats. These ecosystems provide what geographers call ecosystem services, things like clean water, flood protection, carbon storage, and biodiversity. But population growth threatens all of these. Let me give you some specific examples, because examiners reward named examples. The New Forest in Hampshire is one of the UK's oldest and most biodiverse woodlands, but it faces pressure from tourism. Over 30 million visitors a year, as well as housing development on its fringes. The Peak District, straddling Derbyshire and Yorkshire, is under pressure from recreational overuse and agricultural intensification. And the Somerset Levels, a lowland wetland ecosystem, faces increasing flood risk, partly due to upstream land use changes driven by development. The mechanisms of pressure are important too. Urbanisation fragments habitats. Agricultural intensification uses pesticides and fertilisers that run off into rivers, causing eutrophication. That's where excess nutrients cause algal blooms that deplete oxygen and kill oxygen life. Water extraction for a growing population reduces river flows, harming freshwater ecosystems. And increased waste and pollution degrades soil and water quality. Remember, in a 6-mark or 9-mark question on ecosystem pressures, you need to explain the mechanism, not just state the pressure. Don't just say urbanisation harms ecosystems. Explain how it fragments habitats, reduces biodiversity corridors, and increases surface runoff.
Right, now let's move on to sustainable transport. And this is a really juicy topic for evaluation questions. The UK government has committed to net zero carbon emissions by 2050, and transport is the single largest source of UK carbon emissions, accounting for around 28% of the total. So sustainable transport is absolutely critical. What are the national scale options? Let me walk you through the main ones. First, high-speed rail. HS2, the High Speed 2 railway, was designed to connect London, Birmingham, Manchester and Leeds, reducing journey times and encouraging people to switch from cars and domestic flights to rail. Rail produces significantly fewer carbon emissions per passenger kilometre than cars or planes. However, HS2 has faced major controversy. Its costs escalated to over £100 billion, and in 2023, the government cancelled the northern legs of the route. This is a brilliant example for evaluation. HS2 shows that sustainable transport schemes can be effective in principle, but face serious challenges of cost, political will, and public opposition. Second, electric vehicles and charging infrastructure. The UK government has committed to banning the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 2035. Electric vehicles produce zero tailpipe emissions, but their sustainability depends on how the electricity is generated. If it comes from renewables, they're genuinely green. If it comes from gas power stations, the benefit is reduced. The challenge is also the charging network. Rural areas have far fewer charging points than cities, creating geographical inequality. Third, integrated public transport. Cities like London have highly integrated transport networks. The Tube, Overground, buses, and Elizabeth Line all work together with a single ticketing system. This reduces car dependency significantly. In contrast, many northern and rural areas have fragmented, infrequent public transport, making car use almost unavoidable. Fourth, active travel, cycling and walking. The government invested £2 billion in cycling and walking infrastructure between 2020 and 2025, creating new segregated cycle lanes in cities. Cities like Bristol and Manchester have seen significant increases in cycling rates. However, active travel is only realistic for short journeys and in urban areas. Now, let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake I see is candidates confusing global resource issues with UK-specific ones. If the question says in the UK, you must use UK examples. Don't talk about deforestation in the Amazon. Use the New Forest, the Somerset Levels, HS2, the Elizabeth Line. Examiners are looking for UK context. The second common mistake is failing to link population growth to ecosystem pressure. You need to make that causal chain explicit. Population grows, demand for housing and food increases, land is developed or farmed more intensively, habitats are destroyed or degraded, biodiversity declines. Write that chain out in your answer. For command words, if you see describe, give two or three developed points with supporting data. If you see explain, give the cause and effect chain. If you see evaluate or assess, you must give advantages and disadvantages and reach a judgment. Quickfire recall time. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the projected UK population by 2074? Medium pause. Answer, approximately 77 million. Question 2. Name 3 pressures on UK ecosystems from population growth. Medium pause. Answer, urbanisation, agricultural intensification and water extraction. Question 3. What percentage of UK carbon emissions comes from transport? Medium pause. Answer, approximately 28%. Question 4. Name 1 advantage and 1 disadvantage of HS2. Medium pause. Answer, advantage, reduces car and plane journeys, cutting emissions. Disadvantage, extremely expensive, costing over £100 billion, and the northern legs were cancelled in 2023. Question 5. What is eutrophication? Medium pause. Answer, eutrophication is when excess nutrients from agricultural fertiliser runoff cause algal blooms in water bodies, depleting oxygen and killing aquatic life. Right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered 4 big areas: UK population projections and their drivers, the link between population growth and resource demand, the specific pressures that population growth places on UK ecosystems with named examples, and the range of national sustainable transport strategies with their advantages and limitations. The golden thread running through all of this is the tension between a growing population's needs and the UK's environmental limits. Examiners want to see you understand that tension and evaluate responses to it. Before your exam, make sure you can name at least 3 specific UK ecosystems under pressure, explain the mechanism of at least 2 of them, and evaluate at least 2 sustainable transport strategies with specific UK examples. You've got this. Keep revising, keep making those links, and remember, specific knowledge is what separates a level 3 from a level 4 answer. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.